Welcome to the Two Broker Girls podcast. I'm Erin Seymour.
And I'm Sandy Lynn Burnett. And today's episode is all about
getting licensed. So basically today's episode is about how to become a real estate agent. And if you're looking to get licensed, if you're recently licensed and curious about different brokerages or looking to get back into the game, let's say that you've had your real estate license and, you know, a large percent of people that get their real estate license. I know in our area we have over 900 licensed
in the Quad
Realtors or real estate agents. And, you know, whether you're really looking to do two deals a year or 100 deals or whatever it is, we've seen where some people aren't doing that much or they become disheartened. So we want to say, you know, this is a game changer. And so tune into the show and tune into our podcast and check it out.
And so, you know what, Erin? Like, I didn't even have this written down in our outline on what to talk about. But I think it's important to talk about what are the types of people's, like, who should get their real estate license?
Well, anybody that wants to get their real estate license, and I think there are some people, I think there's things, like if you're an entrepreneur, if you know you're an entrepreneur, if you're social, if you're a hard worker, if you're
influential, if you have the heart of an entrepreneur, or even the heart of a teacher, because in real estate, we have to teach people how to go through the process and be very patient.
Yeah, it can be intimidating.
Just something I'm working on.
It can be intimidating for new buyers or... You know, it's, for a lot of people, that's their biggest investment is their home. And so...
Oh, my God. Speaking of intimidating, I, when I first became an agent, I was so intimidated of showing, like, the first buyer that I didn't know. Like, not one of my friends, like, a real legit buyer. I was so scared when I was showing him, like, my first time showing a buyer a house. I specifically remembered my hands shaking as I was trying to unlock the key safe. And then the other thing I was super scared of after I got licensed was talking to other agents. Like, when I would have to call somebody and ask about information on a listing, like, I felt like...
Did you find that intimidating?
Oh, my God. And then now it's, like, nothing. I talk to tons of agents that I don't know all the time, and it's just so cute, like, how scared I was. Imagine me scared.
Yeah. Well, that is hard to imagine. So basically, we're going to kind of break it down. So if you're thinking about getting your real estate license, you want to get it in your state of residence first, because you can get reciprocal licenses in other states after. Like, we both live in Iowa, so we both got our license in Iowa first.
Yeah.
Because of where we're located.
But you actually taught me, when it says, like, what state should you get licensed in, you taught me that you have to get licensed in your state of residence first. I didn't even realize
that. It's the same with insurance. You have to. So one of the first things you're going to do, if you know that you're going to get your real estate license, is one of the first things you're going to want to do is figure out what brokerage you're going to go with. Mm-hmm. You do want to research that. They're all different. I looked at a few different ones when I first got, and I'm sure you did too, when got your real estate license, and you make the best decision you know what you think is correct, and we can get into that.
Yeah, like, we'll get into that later, but I do want to say right now that, like, you and I looked at different brokerages in different ways, and you did it smart. Like, you interviewed with but your process was smart, because, like, you interviewed with a couple of different brokerages. I just went to, like, my friend's brokerage and was just like, well, she's there, so, you know, she's pretty smart. You know what I mean? I just, like, blindly, like, signed up with the first brokerage that I thought of. Don't do that. Matter of fact, call us first, because we got some advice for you.
Well, that's the whole point of our podcast, is so that we can help people learn through what we have already experienced. They can learn from our experience. It will save them time. It will save them money.
Exactly.
And they'll have a great experience in real estate. So that main thing, your primary state would be the first place you want to get your license is the state you live in. So then you're going to look up your local realtor board.
Which I never knew existed until... your local realtor association. So wherever you live most likely has an association. The hierarchy is NAR, the National Association of Realtors. Then there's state associations, the Iowa Association of Realtors. And then we have our local board, the Quad City Area Realtors.
So once you know where you're going to hang your license, basically you have to make that decision, start working on getting your license.
Yep.
And one of the first things you're going to want to do is get your background check. I think I had my own experience.
Listen up. This is like a huge tip on like the order to get licensed, because your association probably has something real nice packet printed off about what to do, when to do it. I'm telling you right now, if you're serious about getting your license, get your background check going ASAP, because it takes about, what, how much?
It takes about 6 weeks. I went down to, I think our local association used to do them, and they stopped doing them. And I went down to the sheriff's department. It took about 6 weeks. And I already had a license. I already had an insurance license. Doesn't matter for real. You just have to do it for any license.
Oh yeah, and so. I already had an active secret federal clearance from the federal government. I had an active secret clearance, and my background check still took like a long ass time. So it's crazy. So yeah. Get your background check done.
So the association can also be helpful as far as your classes to get licensed. I didn't go that way, and so that goes down to. So you do your background check, your testing, joining your brokerage, joining an association, and
oh, you know what?
All in.
We should talk about the costs. Is that where you're going?
Yeah. All in, you're looking at, it's definitely under $5,000. It depends on how you go about getting your license.
I would plan for over two, under five.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah. And it really does depend on how you go about it. Mm-hmm. And so don't go with a brokerage that offers to pay for your classes, because we'll get into that at another point.
Yeah,
you're going to pay a lot more than you would if you just did it on your own.
We'll talk about it in this podcast. But, you know, here's the big lesson. If you're becoming a licensed real estate agent, nothing's free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Everybody wants something.
Let's give a little detail. Okay. Let's give a little detail to that that's a little bit vague. So what I would say to that is the brokerage that I chose, I had what I thought were solid reasons for choosing them. I chose them. They did offer the classes. I thought that was great. A few nights a week.
Seemed super easy.
Yes. Yeah. I studied a lot. Primarily, I studied a lot on the app that they have. Dearborn has an app that makes it super simple to study for the exam. Anyhow, when the brokerage that I was with, they do the classes. They offer them for free, so you can get licensed. It means you're going to be committed to that brokerage for a year. And an example would be when you first start, whatever your percentage is on that closing I had, it was a $651,000 house. I was at a 55% commission by that time.
And
so what did they make off me?
I can't do, they made too much off of you. I mean, to be honest, like, yeah.
10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I paid a lot for my classes.
We're going to have a future episode on how to pick the right brokerage, but I would just say right now you should be comparing splits within the different brokerages and see. And a split is when you get paid a commission, how much of that's going to go to you, the agent, and how much of that's going to go to your brokerage.
Yeah. Yes. And then some of them have different things. Some of them have profit share, rev share, stock options.
Yeah.
They all offer different things. Yeah. So those are all good questions to ask any brokerage that you are interviewing. You're interviewing them to hang your license with them. Those are all good questions. Reach out to one of us and we can help you come up with.
And it's so funny because when I was getting licensed, I didn't. They told me that, like, you're interviewing them, but I still felt like, I'm like, yes, I would love to work here. Thank you for having me. And then I'm like, just made you rich.
Yeah.
Like, later on, I'm like, oh my God.
So, basically, depending on what your split is, you're going to pay for your education and your licensing within a few. It depends on
literally,
the cost
I think
of the
like
house.
Your first transaction.
My first transaction
it's pretty
away every
one transaction a year. So here, this goes back to the who should get their real estate license. If you think you're going to close at least one house per year, like
it'll pay for itself.
That's going to pay for itself.
Yes. Let's see. And going with your association, your fees that you pay through them, you should pay them because it's going to square away. Key safe access. You're going to have to get signs.
So all the costs I wrote down like the cost of your classes, the cost of a background check, the cost of taking the test, joining your brokerage might have some costs. Joining the association certainly going to have some costs. And then there's the cost of doing business. So we're talking like your key safe access, signs, whatever extra things you're going to do, like managing, you know, your CRM, customer relationship management system. Is that what
it is? Yeah, but it's a great investment because you're investing in yourself. There's not a lot of careers that you can do all of the education, the licensing and everything for under $5,000,
yeah,
and have a great career doing something that you absolutely love. That's been my experience.
I just have to throw in like a little plug for like how sweet my husband is, because my husband sold his Jeep at the time to pay for me getting licensed.
Oh, that's nice.
It's definitely paid off. But
well, that is really sweet. That is really sweet.
Okay, so let's talk about the process. All right, so we already talked about, you know, submit for your background check. Every state's different. Every association's different. We'll let, you know, your individual market tell you how to do that. But let's talk about the classes. I just wanted to go back to, you know, your association's going to let you know when and where to take the class. I didn't write this down, but if you are taking the class at a brokerage, even if you're paying for it, they are hosting these classes and they want to recruit you. So just know that they are, you know, working really hard to make sure you know that their brokerage is the best. If you don't plan on joining, I mean, be open to everything. Like as a real estate agent, it's smart to always like hear people out and everything, well, but yeah, just know they're going to try and recruit you. It's just, and you, my God, you do not have to join that brokerage just because you took classes there, especially if you paid for it. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you're paying for your own classes, that's not like your obligation. I had an agent tell me, hey, you know, like this brokerage was really nice. They said they'd sign my license for me and I could just hang my license at their brokerage when I was taking the classes. And I'm like, yeah, that's.
Yeah, we just want people to do what they feel comfortable with.
Exactly.
Go into it with a lot of information that neither one of us had when we first became licensed, and that you go into it knowing, you know, the things that you need to know. How to, we really want you to be able to make a good decision when
I
it
wrote
comes to
down
that and be happy with it.
Two things, long-term. And one of them is like pay for it. Like your options of taking classes are to, one, pay for it yourself, or B, become a captive agent, meaning if they do it for free, you know, you are expected to be at their brokerage for a agreed upon amount of time and essentially be paying it back with your split.
And that goes over to like insurance. My first year I was captive, blah, blah, blah. Then, of course, they get a certain percentage of that. Within a year, I was an independent broker. That it's the same thing. And you basically look at it the same with real estate. So, there's a lot of good information there. And so, and it doesn't really matter what your goals are. If you can do part-time, you can do full-time. Some brokerages will say, if you're going to do it part-time, you know, they don't have a lot of interest, you're not going to have a lot of success.
Which is insane, but you can do it part-time and be successful. Yes, exactly. And I wouldn't even call it part-time. If you are going to be a real estate hustler on the side, my first year in real estate, I had a full-time job. And I did real estate on the side, and I grossed about $60,000 in real estate. And so it is very important to know, like, don't let the haters of you being a part-time agent, you know, I wasn't part-time. I had two full-time jobs because I wanted to do it well, and I wanted to do it right. So,
yeah, but whatever your goals are.
Yeah, Jay.
That there was a question on the Facebook comment line. Would you recommend someone who had a job 7:30 to 4:00 take this on as a part-time thing? And I think you just kind of alluded to it.
I didn't want to interrupt you. The other thing was like at my job, I got a lot of real estate business from it because as soon as I had my license, people wanted to talk about it. They wanted my input and that became very valuable. I mean, you're going to want to watch yourself and not be using up like your employer's time to be like talking about or, you know, conducting real estate business. You want to make sure you keep the two separate, but make sure everybody knows you've got your license. And the cool thing is if you're helping out people that you work with, like they can't go and view houses during work hours. So you're totally set to go do it on nights and weekends. And that's exactly what I did.
Yeah. That was a good question. I would agree with that. So, yes, you can do it part-time and make a decent income. It depends on what your goals are. It depends on, you know, if this is something that you're really passionate about, you want to put a lot and transition from whatever you're doing as your day job into real estate. I've known people mm-hmm. that have done that. And it's worked out very well.
Yeah, I had no plans of quitting my day job, quitting my, you know, my full-time job that I was going to have a pension with eventually and everything, but this is where I ended up. So you never know where real estate or entrepreneurship can take you.
Yeah, and if you have, I mean, really, realistically, you can reach out to either one of us easily enough, either on our Facebook page or get a hold of us.
We'll give you our info at the end.
Yeah, text or call if you have any questions, and I know that you would be willing to help. I'm definitely mm-hmm. willing to help people out. Feel very passionate about it. So,
and if you reach out to either of us, you have access to both of us. That's the beauty part.
That's
so.
Right.
Yep. So I guess the next thing we need to talk about is the test. And I think like you're the best person to talk about this because my whole test taking shit was a blur because I remembered being like really frenzied and studying for it, but Erin's like a boss. So she was just like, well, you download this app and these are the things you need to study. So
you'll get wherever you decide to take the exam, the education that you're going to get for it. Dearborn has an app for the real estate license, which was really helpful for me. I actually studied a lot and then, on that app or even physically, I'd print out copies of practice exams, take it over and over and over again until I had 100%. And then the app is also helpful with that as well. You just keep doing it and it will continuously ask you different questions to your 100% every time. And anything that you don't, it's super easy. I mean, for me, thank you for saying I'm a boss.
She's a boss.
So that was my experience with taking the exam. And you know, it's just like anything else. If you're prepared, you'll do well.
Yeah. And if you're a poor...
That being said, so you're going to have a state and you're going to have a national test. Two separate tests for the same license. You need to pass both portions.
Yep. And I forgot what I was going to say. But
no big deal.
The next step is applying for your license. Yay, congratulations, you passed your test. Apply for your license now.
And that takes a little bit of while. It takes a little bit of time because that's after your background check has come in. Then you send off to the state real estate association, so Iowa.
And here's the interesting part. Before you apply for your license, you have to choose your brokerage. Because
They'll issue it to the brokerage.
Exactly.
They issue your license to whichever brokerage that you're going to hang your license at. You can't just hold a license
like,
as
be
an
your
individual.
Own. Yeah. So you have to have a managing broker, and that managing broker has to essentially recognize that you're going to be hanging your license with their brokerage. Being an independent contractor, which is most of the time what you are as a real estate agent, you can pick your brokerage and they can pick you. At any time, like, either one of you can sever ties. I think that's important to say.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered that when we were saying you're actually interviewing. I think people that don't realize when you get your real estate license, pretty much any brokerage is going to want you. So
and
when
that,
you're working on getting your real estate license, you interview the brokerage and see if it's a good fit for you.
Well,
what
that leads us right
you?
Into joining your brokerage, how to choose your brokerage. And we kind of like talked about that.
So then you're going to go into what does that brokerage, each brokerage has a different split. Each brokerage has something different to offer. From what I understand, some of the local brokerages have changed their commission level. And that just speaks to
these brokerages do need to compete for your business as a real estate agent.
That's right. And for your clients, actually. So anyhow.
Yeah, you're interviewing them. Also, a big thing, I wrote a note in here. saying, listen, I don't know how to, I'm not even going to go there and say what I wrote in my note, but basically don't expect your competitors, which are a lot of times, unfortunately, your managing broker. Luckily, we don't compete with our managing broker. She's in a completely different marketplace than we are, but you are competing with other agents and a lot of times your managing broker. So don't expect them to do anything for you. You need to take learning the business and becoming a good agent upon yourself. Nobody's going to do this for you.
No, with that being said, Sandy or I, okay, so where the my transition was, I went from a brokerage that did stuff. They made flyers, they did some things. Once I got a handle on the tech, I realized how simple all this stuff was, and I was paying way too much for someone to do that for me. So it's actually really simple, and staff, you do it yourself. Though, it could take a couple of minutes.
That was staff that they hired that you were paying for from your split. I'm just saying, when people get in the business and then they expect, you know, fellow realtors / competitors to drop everything to hold their hand through the process, like, the learning part of it and the doing part of it is on you. You got to be a go-getter.
You do. And you have to be wanting to learn. That being said, if you are having an issue with the tech or getting anything down, I will do anything I can to help somebody.
That's the whole point of this podcast, and for us to be basically reachable. Like, we're doing this for you. We want you to feel free to reach out to us. Just saying, in 100%. The general circumstance, you know, realtors are assholes sometimes about that, because they're, you know, their time's very important. And why would they help the competition? We're trying to break that.
Well, that's different with the chain. That's different with our, what we're doing with a lot of people at the XP.
Yeah, our brokerage is
extremely
awesome.
Helpful people, and I love that. Mm-hmm. One of the things I love about it is, as realtors, we all have, you know, good stories, a lot of things in common. You know, we're all kind of doing the same. We're on the same career path. All, you know, although we're all different, I have a lot of respect for all of our differences. And again, we're all relatable because of what we're doing, for the most part.
Yeah.
So you can learn a lot from us, our experiences that we've already had. And mm-hmm. even after this podcast, if you have questions, get a hold of us.
Yeah, I kind of wrote down some notes about the whole, like, you can learn from us. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if you're anywhere, pretty much anywhere in the world, if you're a real estate agent and you want to talk to us, you want our help, you want our advice, like, that's what we want to be. We want to be available to you. So you'll get our information at the end of the episode. Here's a big thing.
When you
say
anywhere in the world, but you have US, Canada, okay, England, Australia.
Yeah. I mean, like, literally anywhere. And that's where EXP is. EXP is,
I will travel to meet with you. And if you're within a couple of hours here, Sandy and I will come and have lunch with you, meet with you. Yeah. We'd love to do a lunch and learn anywhere.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. We're talking about people that are getting licensed, but there are a lot of agents out there that have been licensed for under a year, or they're new, or they haven't done much with their license. If you've already joined a brokerage but you're not happy, don't quit. Don't give up. Get a hold of us. This is what we're here for.
Oh, yeah. If you have your real estate license and you haven't been producing, or you're not happy with where you're at for whatever reason, let's figure that out.
You got
your real estate license for a reason. And I've heard that before, where people start and too many people get out of real estate for reasons that it's not necessary. That we can do.
I switched brokerages, I think, like, within my first month. I changed brokerages. So you can always change things up. We want to tell you about your options. It's a big deal. Real estate can be a lonely game, but you're not alone. Okay. You know, when I was listening to, like, some of our notes that we did, mm-hmm. I was like, real estate can be really lonely. And then you're like, well, I wasn't very lonely.
I wasn't. That's true.
Can I ask you a question from the Facebook comment thread?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say a name. Laura Lynn, she asked, how many years combined have you guys been realtors? I mentioned that you guys probably said that in the first episode, but I forgot.
Yeah, we have an intro podcast, so tune in to that one if you haven't heard that. I'm like four combined years for me.
So like six and a half years. Going on 7 years.
Yeah, and the cool thing is you can have 20 years of experience, or you can have 2 years of experience, and we're all on an even playing field competing. We all need to keep our real estate game up.
Well, that's right. And that's one of the things. Like, we have 40 hours of training mm-hmm. every week. We
that we have access to with our
40 hours of training every week.
Yep.
So anything that if I have a question about something, it's super easy. It's virtual office. I can go in, ask somebody. It makes it super easy.
Never stop learning. Yeah. Never stop learning. Never be afraid of technology because at the end of the day, any of us can rise to the top. If you're a big fish, don't get complacent.
Well, that was kind of, I was saying that based on our years' experience. Some people have been at it 30 years. Are they doing it part-time, full-time? There's some people that definitely have been at it longer. However, the training is phenomenal and staying on top of it. Okay. Let's see. What is this that you have here? I'm very curious. My Game Changer 2020 speech.
So you guys, we were prepping for this episode, and we were kind of talking about what to talk about, and Erin just started going off on this badass tangent. She was just like, you know what? It's 2020. Time to be a game changer. If you want to really reach your goals in 2020, and she just started going into this beautiful, glorious speech, and I'm like, I need to start recording our Zoom sessions because it was like freaking gold. I felt like I wanted to dominate the world after she was done with me. So I put note in, and I'm like, hey, Erin's 2020 game changer speech. And she's like, what the hell am I supposed to talk about here?
Well, you're welcome. And
thank you. Yeah. How about any other questions, Producer Jay, before we wrap up this episode?
No, you've got people like we had the part time, and I asked out there what businesses would be a good place to have to host a lunch and learn, like you guys mentioned.
Oh my god!
I think that's good question to get out there, and it's one maybe we should use just not just in the comment thread on the Facebook, but also one that just in general on social media to see if there's places that are interested. Loria Lynn, she said thank you very much, and she said she's really liking this. But you mentioned there were people that mentioned your shirts. I said, yay, hopefully.
Yeah, we got our shirts. So when have these made? I'll show off the back of my shirt.
Yeah.
Really quick here.
Game changers.
And I said to comment on there. I said, hopefully it grows so big that they have their own merchandise department. But I wrote down something that you said, and it was never stop learning. And I think that also is something that you guys, it's part of your podcast. And I don't understand, what I'm sitting here listening to you, and when you say never stop learning, as you're giving this information, not only for new agents out there, or people that are going to become agents, or people that are there, is you're going from one appointment to the next, that this fits in perfectly at about 30 minutes that you can listen to this going from appointment to appointment.
Oh, yeah. All the time. I'm driving in the car, I'm listening to podcasts, and I will learn something on the way to my next appointment, and I totally use it at that appointment, and I impress my clients.
That's where it's at. So one of the things that we're seeing in our area right now, and I don't think it's just in this particular area, I think that EXP is seriously a disruptor, a game changer in itself. So a lot of the brokerages around here have changed things. So you got people that have been doing it for 50 years, right? Brokerages that have been around for 50 years. Well, the technology, the way people are learning, tuning into podcasts, tuning into virtual offices, getting training, not waiting to talk to somebody, the old way of doing things, this is, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
You don't see a Blockbuster on every corner anymore. No, because you can just get Redbox and stream it at home. You don't need to do that stuff. And this is the difference between older brokerages and their way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And this is, it just simplifies everything. You have so much more information at your fingertips.
And I want to do a quick plug for EXP. We're going to have a whole podcast eventually on EXP. And we haven't really, had a chance to get it out there. But if you're anywhere, you can join our brokerage. You can talk to us about EXP. It's a nationwide, worldwide brokerage. Okay. So yeah, even if you don't want to, but literally we have found the freaking, I'm excited.
I'm so happy.
I've already gotten my 1 year anniversary out of the way, and I'm still excited about where I'm at.
Yeah, well, we'll do a whole podcast on EXP. But one of the questions was about a lunch and learns. We have a lunch and learn, and basically what that means is you get 20 people in an area, anywhere. I will travel anywhere to do a lunch and learn.
We will.
20 people.
Yeah.
And, or you're come with me. So either one of us. So if you get 20 people or more together.
Basically, if you're interested in having us come to you and showing us what your town is all about, We would love to. We would love to come out there and see you. But get a hold of us. We'll
A hold of us, and to make the most of it, I would say you can get 20. You know. Butts and seats.
Yeah.
Really, if you can get 20 people together, we will find a location. We'll walk you through doing everything so we have a really successful lunch and learn where you can get a ton of information.
Here's the thing, guys. I never even did or organized any lunch and learns until I joined EXP. And now I do organize a lot of events and lunch and learns and training events, and people travel, like big dogs that are like amazing agents will come and speak to our agents in our organization here in the Quad Cities with EXP and outside agents. Like, we invite anybody pretty much that wants to come agent wise, because I believe in everybody getting to learn. And so, but anyway, what my point is, I've become a pro at this stuff, like for the lunch and learns, how to pick the right restaurant. Like, we had a little bit of questions about that and everything. So anyway, like, I think, but anyway, if you want advice on that, I'm your girl, because I've planned a lot of events this last year and have
As we're getting ready to kind of wrap up today's episode, but that does, you know, that the fun has to end. Please like and follow our Facebook page at Two Broker Girls, because you never know when and where we're going to be popping up to do an episode.
Yeah, I mean, I think of this as part informational, part reality show. We're getting more comfortable going live, so watch out.
Okay, so you can find either one of us at Two Broker Girls on Facebook. And we'd really like to thank our listeners for tuning in and remind you to subscribe and review anywhere that you listen. We're at Spotify, iTunes. We really appreciate it. It really means a lot to both of us.
And we thought it'd be fun if we would read some of our reviews and give shout-outs to some people.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, so if you could text Two Broker Girls to myself at 563-214-4312.
Yep. And for me, that's the number 2 Broker Girls, all one word. Same thing. Text me at 563-334-4983, or you can get a hold of us on Facebook. I mean, anything. But yeah, so it's just really important that you subscribe to our podcast and review us wherever you listen. And maybe if you get lucky, we'll read some of your reviews. EGO Cava says, great first episode with much more to come. They are already successful in their businesses. Listen and learn how to also be successful in your own real estate business. Kay Welch QC writes, love these ladies. Looking forward to learning a lot from them. Thanks, Kay Welch QC.
And Art Weinstein says, behind the scenes, a great look at what really goes on and what really matters for a buyer or a seller. Thank you, Art.
Yeah, and thank you to everybody who has taken the time to rate and review our podcast. If you haven't had a chance yet, once again, please subscribe and review us. It helps us so much. You know, also a special thank you to everyone who has reached out to Aaron or myself this past week with words of encouragement and support. I personally have had fun shooting the breeze, catching up with people that I haven't talked to in a long time. And some of you I've never even talked to before until this past week. So we're loving connecting with people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, thanks for listening. And be sure to tune in live every Monday at 2:30. To our Two Broker Girls podcast.
Yep. And you'll have a chance to interact with us before, during, and after our episode. See you next time,
Game Changers.
Woo.
Got it.
Yeah.